And here the dipping is a bitter dipping of salt water, tears, charetzes. That was Rosh Hashanah. What else do we say about Rosh Hashanah? We spoke about the nuts. Shulchan Aruch is supposed to mechalik the klois and the goyis into the tinaikos. So we discussed from the Sarah, Shalom, Shalbels. We're supposed to go Erev Reish Hashanah and buy nuts and ask them, are they kosher l'Pesach? Why? Because the nuts you're going to hold in your hand on the night of Rosh Hashanah, you're going to tell the children, I have some nuts to give you, some treats, but I can't give it to you. I can't give them to you tonight. Because you know why? An egois is begematria chait. And on Rosh Hashanah, you're no chatoim. Rosh Hashanah, we don't want to involve ourselves in chatoim. So I can't give it to you. And then you come back 6.5 months later and you say, remember those nuts that I didn't want to give you on Rosh Hashanah? Here they are. Now you can have them. Mechalkim klois, why? Because now through the love of Pesach and through what we've been through these last 6.5 months, we've developed, we've matured the zedoinos, na'ase kizuchuyos. On Rosh Hashanah, the zedoinos only were shgogos, now they are zuchuyos. Guess what we discussed Rosh Hashanah? We discussed Yom Aser Sinei Teshuvah, the kittel. We discussed the Aser Sinei Teshuvah, the minog to wash Kaddish Urchatz. I forgot the name of the Mefarshim. The reason why we wash is because the Lel Seder has the din of the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. And during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, we practice halacha that we don't ordinarily practice the entire year. It is a halacha in the Gemara that a person is supposed to wash his hands with Netilas Yodayim and recite the bracha. When you dip a vegetable in a liquid, why don't we do that? We don't. It's a little bit over the top, so we don't practice this halacha the entire year. But Lel Pesach, it's the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, and just like during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, the Mechaber tells us a person should be careful not to eat paspalter. People are nizer and chol of Yisrael. You're supposed to raise yourself in halacha just a little bit. Likewise, the Lel Seder, the halacha that we don't ordinarily do, tonight we do. We wash for the dipping of a vegetable in the liquid. We don't go so far to make a bracha, but at least we have a step up. So we have your Aser Simei Teshuvah. Yom Kippur, we wear those who wear the kittel, wear the kittel. That's a reminder of the Yom Hadin. And what else is there about Yom Kippurim? Yom Kippurim was Matan Torah. The Luchos Shniyos, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the Shemayim with the Torah. It was the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael. It was the Gemar of Matan Torah. What do we do? What do we do at the Seder? Vigadta levincha bayoyim ahu leimor bavur zeh asa Hashem li v'tzeisim v'tzrim al-tudin yaseh v'agoda from a parashal shachter. And he shows that the Iker Talmud Torah is the Lel Seder. The Lel Seder is a Talmud Torah of discussion, of teaching. He is medayik in the Rambam, it's in the Rav Yashar Soloveitchik, is that the Rav Yashar Soloveitchik calls it the Iker Kiyum of Talmud Torah is to teach. Learning on your own is secondary. From the words of the Rambam, it's mashma, the Iker mitzvah of Talmud Torah must come through teaching. And thus, what night is there the entire year where the Torah gives us a command to learn Torah? What other year other than the Lel Seder? V'higadata levincha b'yayim ahu le'emar b'avur zeh. This is the Iker Zman of Talmud Torah. What is Yom Kippurim? On Yom Kippurim, it's the day of the Luchos, Shniyos. Moshe came down from Shemayim with the Luchos Shniyos. It was the Gemar of Matan Torah. The Matan Torah began on Shavuos, but it concluded with Salachti Chidvorecha. It concluded with that pasuk by the Meraglim, I'm sorry, that's the pasuk, but it concluded with the Luchos Shniyos. Okay, then we discuss Chanukah. Chanukah is Persume Nisa. And we give an example why there are many people who recite Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses on the Lil Seder with a bracha in Shul. Similar, exactly the same way we have the Minog to light Chanukah candles in the Beis HaKnesses. Why? Because Me'ikar Hadin, the Persume Nisa for the Tzibur was done by the Bnei Bayis when they put the Ner Chanukah, Mipesach, Beisa, Mivachutz, and the Tzibur would witness the Neris of Chanukah. The Zman HaZeh, that's not possible, when we light indoors. So in order to be Mepharsim, the Neis B'Tzibur, we have no choice but to light the Chanukah menorah in the Beis HaKnesses to bring the Persume Nisa to the entire world. And Mepharshim say it's the same exact reason they make this connection between the lighting of the Chanukah candles in the Beis HaKnesses and Chanukah, the Minhag, to reciting Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, those who have this custom to recite Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses on the night of the Seder in Shul, because the Persume Nisa of your bias has to really be for the world, has to be for the whole Klal Yisrael. And the only way you can do that is to do it in Shul, similar to how we take the Chanukah candles of the bias and we bring it into the Beis HaKnesses in order to make up for the absence of Persume Nisa of Bizman Hazav, our limitations. Likewise, when you're sitting at home, you're reciting the Hallel, maybe especially Bizman Hazav, maybe this is more similar to Chanukah because we're in Golis and we're not in Yerushalayim, all in one big location together. Everyone is eating their Seder alone in their own private bias. There is a need to come together to the Mepharsim Menes, Bizman Hazeh, publicly. And therefore, the Hallel has to be said in the Beis HaKnesses. So there's a direct, we spent a lot of time on Thursday, but there's a direct parallel between the laws of Persume Nisa of Chanukah to the laws of Persume Nisa on Pesach, especially in this, that we have to expand the service of the bias to the Beis HaKnesses. What we are reciting in the Beis HaKnesses is an outgrowth of what you're doing in the bias. Ordinarily, when you say Hallel in Shul on Rosh Chodesh or on Yom Tov, the Hallel that you are reciting has nothing to do with your bias. It's Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov, the day demands that we recite Hallel. So say Hallel. You come to Shul, you say Hallel. You want to be Yechidus, so say Hallel be Yechidus. When you recite Hallel in Shul, Lel Pesach, that's not a Hallel for the Yom Tov. That is the Hallel of your bias that you are being mefarsem to the world. You're taking the Hallel that you are reciting at your Seder, which ordinarily would be heard by the whole Klal Yisrael. Chazal said when they said Hallel, they went to the roof to say Hallel. I think that's an important point that adds to the proof to this principle. What was the technique of reciting Hallel? Mizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakaya. Chazal say they ate the Karban Pesach on ground level because only the ground level has Kedushas Yerushalayim. A person must eat the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. The Karban Pesach is a Karban. A Karban has to be eaten in a holy place in Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim. Only the ground level has that sanctity. You may not eat the Karban Pesach on the second story, on the roof, because the roofs did not get the Kedusha of Yerushalayim that the Karban Pesach needs so that it can be eaten lahalacha. So everyone would eat on ground level. The problem was there was not enough room on ground level for everyone to eat at the same time. So they ate in shifts. And after they ate the Karban Pesach, they would go to the roof in order to sing Hallel. Now, if you go into the roof, into the open air, the open space, to sing the Hallel, people are going to be hearing your Hallel. There's a piersum. Chanukah, the piersum comes from seeing. Pesach, the piersum comes from hearing. Einoi doimeshmiya liriya. That doesn't mean that ri'iya is better. We once discussed this. In fact, there are many elements about shmiya that is better. In the world of marketing, anyone who ever worked in marketing will learn very quickly that shmiya is infinitely more powerful than ri'iya. If you go to a website and you see advertisements, you don't even see them. They flash by you so quickly, and the average person is blind to advertisements. It takes incredible skill to design an advertisement that will draw a person's attention. But if you're sitting in a car and you're listening to your favorite news show, and then there's an advertisement, you hear the advertisement, and that advertisement sinks into your head. Einoi doime shmiya liriya does not mean a picture is worth a thousand words. It means they're different. Each one has its mailos and chesronos. Lil Chanukah, the way we are mafarsim the nes is through visual technique. Driving down the highway, and look at that, Chabad, they put up that menorah, they knew where to put it, that you should see it. But you know something? You can become blind to that menorah very quickly. Lel Pesach, you go to the roof, or you walk in the street, and all you're going to hear, Lel Pesach, are people singing Hallel. Every melody you ever heard, you'll hear. People are singing the Hallel. It is a piercing of the nes through the koyach of shmiya, of hearing. That's what's happening in Lel Pesach. The Gemara says this explicitly. They ate the carbon Pesach on the ground level, and then it was as if the roof broke. They went to the roof to sing Hallel. When you sing Hallel on the roof, the whole Yerushalayim hears your Hallel. There's a piercing of the nes through the koyach of shmiya. Problem is, bizman hazeh, in galus, people typically did not light the Chanukah candles outdoors. And when people go to their Seder, they have their Seder in close quarters. And when you walk in the street, when you open up the door for Shvei Chamoscha, you don't hear people singing Hallel. So where is the piercing of the nes? Like it was in Yerushalayim when people went to the roof to sing the Hallel. So you should hear the Hallel throughout the whole Yerushalayim. On Chanukah, where is the piercing of the menorah when in Golis many people have no choice but to light the Chanukah menorah indoors and not outdoors? So Chazal found the solution. You know what the solution is? Let's light Chanukah candles in shul, and let's recite Hallel in shul. Let us take the Pirsume Nisa that is done in the home, that was meant to spread to other homes, to the public, to the Tzibur. Let us take that and do it the best that we can by bringing it into shul. Direct correlation between Chanukah and Pesach. Purim is the easiest of them all because Purim is the actual calendar date of the miracle of Purim. B'chol dor v'odor oimdim oleinu l'chaloseinu v'yakadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadam. Okay, the miracle of, you sit and say there, you can reflect. It's in the piyutim at the end. It was at this time, a number of years ago, when it was worse than Corona. Last year, people were you know, it was different. A lot of people will tell you that a beautiful Pesach last year, but I don't know if you can really say that when a lot of sirens going on outside. A lot of people were in panic. People died, but in the time of Purim, the whole Klal Yisrael was slated for death. And there was no Pesach Seder period. Tsumu alai v'al toichlu v'al tishtu shleishes yomim laila v'yoyim. Gamali v'na v'asai otzum kin. So Purim really is the most direct. B'chol dor v'odor oimdim oleinu l'chaloseinu v'yakadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadam. There was no year when you could have said those words with more precision than the time of Purim. When Esther was preparing to go to Achashverosh to annul the decree of Lahashmid Laharigul Abin Eskola Yehudim Yenarvi Atzokim Tafanoshim Yom Echad. Then we went to Shavuos. Shavuos, there are two things about Shavuos which are very important that relate to Pesach. First of all, it's Man Matan Torah Seinu. Okay, now before I mentioned, we mentioned Yom Kippur, but there's something that was much more different about Shavuos, and that is when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hashem, when Hashem recruited Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe said to Hashem, "What's the purpose of all this?" And Hashem said to him, "You know what the purpose of all this is? Ba'avur ta'avdun es holokim al hohar hazeh." The purpose of all of this, this whole show, everything that we're going to be doing now to get to let my people go, is all for the purpose to come to Matan Torah. That's the goal. Tavdun es elokim al ahar hazeh. That's the goal. That's the purpose. So when you're sitting at the Seder, what's the goal? The goal is to come to Shavuos. That's the goal. The second night, the second night is Count Sfira. Mimochras Hashabbos, v'akrivchem mincha chadosh l'Hashem b'shavu oiseichem. That's the goal. The goal is to reach Shavuos. Now, besides the fact that Shavuos is interesting, besides the fact that Shavuos is the Zman of Matan Torah, it's also very bizarre in that you're eating matzah. A mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah. Is there a mitzvah anytime during the year to eat matzah? No. Is there a mitzvah any time during the year to eat chametz? There's only one time when there's a mitzvah to eat chametz for Klal Yisrael. Shavuos. The mincha chadosh al Hashem b'shavu oisechem. The carbon of the shtei halechem is chametz. This is a carbon tzibur. This is Klal Yisrael. Chometz. A carbon toid also has chometz, but that's for a yochid. That's for a yochid, an individual, but not for the tzibur. So here you are, the night of Pesach. If a mitzvah de oiraisa to eat matzah, contrast that. How could you not contrast a halachic Jew, where everything is halacha? I have a mitzvah de oiraisa l'shem yichud kudsh bruchu to eat matzah. Wow, that gets you thinking. Is there ever a time during the year when you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat chametz? That chametz should be eaten? Well, not necessarily by you, it's eaten by the kohanim, but yes, there is a time when there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat chametz. The shtei halechem on Shavuos. That bridges the two. Something usually is only understood when you study it against a backdrop of what it's not, or its opposite. If this is the Zman to eat matzah, that can only be appreciated against the backdrop of a night or a day when the mitzvah is to eat chometz. And that opens up a conversation. What's this all about over here? Why then is it chometz? Why tonight is it matzah? Obviously, this is a process to get to that madrega where you're eligible, where you're deserving to eat the matzah. You have to go through the process of first going on a diet and eating. In the time where you're eligible to eat the chametz, you have to go through the process of eating the matzah. There's a direct correlation, there's a connection that takes us through the steps to reach a goal, to reach a destination. Okay, so it's the purpose of creation. The purpose is bavur tazmit al kamal harazeh. The purpose is all for the Torah, and the purpose also the fact that we now march forward from Pesach to Shavuos to bring the Shtei Halechem also creates a very powerful connection between the two. Okay, now we went to the next. Now what's the next holiday? What holiday do we leave out? We got, I think, all the major holidays, right? We went to the Sholosh Ugalim, Pesach, obviously, right? Shavuos and Sukkos. I left out Sukkos. I'm sorry. What was Chazor from last week? Sukkos. What's the connection between Sukkos? Number one, Ushafte Mayim Besosain. Okay, Mayim Besosain. Contrast that to the tears of the Karpas. And then we discussed Tsei Midiras Keva, the Kones, leave the Diras Keva. The contrast. Here you are, the Seder is taking place in the Bayis. It's taking place bedafka in the Diras Keva. In contrast, the Sukkos is the Diras Arai. And then we mentioned that there's the minhag of Shavuach HaMoscha to open the door. There are different interpretations. We're not going to review everything now, but there's an element of Tzei. Shavuach HaMoscha cannot be said in the home. Shavuach HaMoscha is a nusach of Golos. Golos is not in the bayis. The bayis is sacred. If you want to say Shavuach HaMoscha in the middle of the Seder, are you crazy? You want to say kinois? Shavuach HaMoscha is called a kina. It's a kina. That's really what it is. That's what they say. You sing kinois in the middle of the Seder. You don't say kinois at the Pesach Seder. You want to say kinois? Leave the bayis. Go say kinois in the street, not in the bayis. Say Mediras Keva Mikones Ladiras Arai in order to say kinois. Pesach, you have to reflect. That's what Sukkos is. Okay, there's another Ian. I didn't discuss with you last week, but there's another Ian of Heseba. You may able to discuss this right now. It's very interesting, is that the Makar for Heseba, there are many sources, but one of the sources of Heseba is Vayasev Elokim Esahom Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf. That pasuk describes the Anane HaKovod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the Jewish people to travel in a roundabout way into the desert by following the Anane HaKovod. Vayasev. We just follow the guide. The guide for the perplexed. We follow those clouds. Anane HaKovod. Anane HaKovod is Sukkos. And the term the Torah chose to use that we followed those clouds is Vayasev. Here Chazal learned Heseb. Afil Oni Shebi Yisrael cannot sit down to the Pesach Seder until he engages in Heseba. Okay, there's a requirement that there be Heseba. What's the difference then? On Sukkos, we go into huts. Why? Anani HaKavod. On Pesach, you're obligated. You know, Yoytze, according to most Rishonim, the mitzvahs of matzah and yayin, if you don't do Heseba. And where does Heseba come from? Vayasev Elokim Esa'om Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf, from the Anani HaKavod. Look at that. Two festivals in which we focus on the Anane HaKovod. On Sukkos, we go into huts to remember the Anane HaKovod that guided us and sheltered us. And on the Lel Seder, we recline to remember the Anane HaKovod that guided and protected us, which was expressed with the term Vayasev Elokim Esa'am Derech HaMidbar. What's the difference? It's a very big difference. On Sukkos, it's not very pleasant the way we remember the Anane HaKavod. You have to leave the comfort of your home, go into a temporary dwelling where there are where it's cold and the rain gets in and there are bugs and other little creepy crawlers that are competing with you for your soup. It's not so pleasant in the sukkah at all times. And the Pesach Seder, the way we remember the Anani HaKavod, you have a couch and you recline on your left side. Malchus, Cheros. On Pesach, we remember the Kovod of the Anani HaKavod. On Sukkos, we remember the clouds. The Anani HaKavod have two parts. Anane, Kovod. On Sukkos, we just focus on shelter, clouds. On Pesach, we focus on the Kovod of the Ananim, the divine presence, the glory, the Cherus, the spectacular element of those clouds. It's a very big difference. They're partners. The only Shlemos of commemorating the Anani HaKavod is when you combine together the Heseba of Pesach with the Hot of Sukkos. So this clearly brings Sukkos and Pesach together. Okay, so we went with Sukkos, Shaftamayim Asosayim, Semid Yiraskeva, Haseba, Anani HaKavod, Sukkos. I think we really nailed it good. We really got Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah we got good with the nuts and with the dipping the apple in the honey. And Yom HaKippurim is Matan Torah. We got Torah, to teach Torah diligently to your children. You're supposed to stay up the whole night, by the way. You're supposed to stay up the whole night. Well, Yom HaKippurim, the Kittel, the Kabbalah Satoira, Mechilas Avonos. By the way, what does it say in the Haggadah? Dayenu. Dayenu, after you say all the Dayenus, what does it say? To bring us to the Beis HaMikdash, Lechaper Al Kol Avonoseinu. It's a very tief of art in that part of the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, let's just elaborate to bring out the Yom Kippur element very, very carefully, bring out the Yom Kippur part. A Yom Kippur, in the Haggadah, we recite a whole series of Dayenus. And at the very end of all of the Dayenus, what do? We recap. And we have one paragraph which reviews all of the Dayenus. But there's one difference. After we get to the very end of reviewing every single sentence, we add one more line. L'chaper al kol avonoseinu. Why is that there? To teach you that the sum is greater than all the parts. In the Dayenu, we focus on all of the elements of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I don't have a Haggadah in front of me, but Ilu Hotzin Mitzrayim was from Shefatim. And you go through all the different parts. Now, I do have a Haggadah. And here somewhere, here I have a Haggadah. You go through all the parts of the Haggadah. Dayenu, Dayenu, Dayenu. And then we review at the very, very end. Al Achas. Kama, the last of the Dayenus are Ilu Hichnisanu Li Eretz Yisrael, the Loi Vanu Lanu Es Beis HaBechira Dayenu. Correct? And then Alachas Kama Kama Toiva Chfulu Muchbos Lamakim Aleinu. We go through, we review Shahotzer Yimitraim V'yosav Ham Shvat V'yosav V'elohim Ragetz V'choreyem V'chulu V'chulu. We go through the entire thing, and the very end is we come to the base of Vanu Lanu Es Beis HaBechira L'chaper Al kol avonoseinu. This message is so powerful. It basically says, when you're going to focus on all of the elements of the Haggadah, everything is beautiful in its own right. But the sum is greater than all the parts. And what is the sum of the entire avoda? Lechaper al kol avonoseinu. What is Yom Kippur? Lechaper. I'll call Avonoseinu. So Yom Kippur, we gave three different connections. Remez, not everyone's going to like this one, the kittel, because not everyone wears a kittel. Okay, number two is Torah, the Gemar of Torah, which really is Torah Shebal Peh, I think you have to, this is really, really critical, because what's the difference between Shavuos and Yom Kippurim? Shavuos is Torah Shebichsav. Yom Kippurim is Torah Shebal Peh. What are you really doing on the night of the Seder, Lil Seder? You're giving over to your children the Messiah. It's Torah Shebal Peh. It's Talmud Torah in its purest form, where the father gives over the Messiah to the child. He got it to Levincha by Yomahu Le'emor Ba'avurzeh Asa Hashem Li, to speak to your children. Torah Shebal Peh. Al Pi Hadvar Mo'ele Korat Yitchem Bris. This is what the Luchos Shniyos is all about. The Luchos Shniyos was the Torah Shebal Peh versus the Luchos Rishonos, which is Torah Shebichsav. That's the little saying, the Torah Shebal Peh. And the third idea we expressed is the sum is greater than all the parts, the Chapel Kol Al, Chapel Kol Chatur Seinu. Okay, and the Mechanical getting some Pesumei Nisa. Okay, so we went through all the Mo'adim. We went through all the Mo'adim. I think we really, now there's more though, we're not finished yet, because I want to focus on the Dalet Taniyos. The Dalet Taniyos are also present in a very significant way on the Lel Seder. Let's start with Shiva Asa B'Tamos. What happened on Shiva Asa B'Tamos? The Shviras Haluchos. Where do we have the Shviras Haluchos in the Seder? Yachatz. What is Yachatz? You take the matzah and you shatter the matzah. I'm not even saying this. Mefarshim will say this. Is that the shattering of the Yachatz is a reenactment of the Shviras Haluchos. It's an expression of frustration. Ha'lach ma'anya. What is lechem? Lechu lachamu belachmi. Lechem is Torah. Bread is a marshal for Torah. The bread of the Seder is the matzah. The matzah is holy bread. Ushemartem es hamatzos. L'shem mitzvah matzah. It's called in the Zohar the nechla dimhemnusa, the bread of faith. The bread of faith. And what do you do with this bread, this holy bread, which is a symbol of the Torah? You shatter it. What are you expressing in the beginning of the Seder? Mitchila. Oivdei avoy dezara, how you avoy seinu? Look in the mirror if you want to know who. Oterach avi Avram. Excuse me. It's like the child says to the father. Mitchila oivdei avoy dezara, how you avoy seinu? Terach. Oh, really, Terach? What about you? Didn't you also worship the eagle? Maschil begnus umesayim b'shach. The beginning of the Seder begins, don't blame anyone for your problems. Blame yourself. Klal Yisrael, after Hashem gave us the Torah, we were the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. We were Mitchila, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Avosenu, and because of that, look what happened to us. Moshe shattered the Lechem. Lechu Lachamu Belachmi. Shviras Haluchos. Isn't that Shivasa B'Tamos? If that's not Shivasa B'Tamos, then what is Shivasa B'Tamos? What else happened on Shiva Asa B'Tamos? The walls of Yerushalayim were no longer. They were breached. Where do you eat the Karban Pesach? Where do you eat the Karban Pesach? Where? In Flatbush? Where you eat it in the Ramada Hotel? You eat it in Eilat? You eat it in Utah? Anyone going to Utah for a Pesach program? You eat the Karban Pesach in the walls of Yerushalayim. When you sit down to your Karban Pesach, Shivasa B'Tamos, there are no walls of Yerushalayim anymore. Everyone knows that Shivasa B'Tamos, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. Well, here they are. They're standing nice and firm, because if you're eating your Karban Pesach, you have to have the Chaymos Yerushalayim. What else happened on Shivasa B'Tamos? The Karban Tamid was bottled. The bittul of the Karban Tamid. The Karbanis. The carbon Pesach is the greatest carbon. It is the most. It's very similar to the carbon Talmud. There's a very strong correlation between the carbon Talmud and the carbon Pesach. The carbon Talmud is the basic building blocks of Karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. In the year starts off with Klal Yisrael bringing a communal carbon. Every single person brings the carbon and the whole Klal Yisrael brings the carbon. It touches upon the essence of what Karbanos are all about. It's in a category by itself. It's a celebration of the principle of bringing Karbanos, where every single individual in the entire Klal Yisrael is bringing a carbon on one day. It's impossible almost. How does a Maisa Nisim for the whole Klal Yisrael to bring a carbon on the day when contrast that with Shavuos V'Tam is when Karbanos came to an end. And here, Karbanos are not just coming to an end. Every single person, the whole Klal Yisrael is bringing a carbon on this day, only through the carbon Pesach. What else happened on Shavuos Batamas? I forgot how to pronounce his name. A Sefer. Turnus Rufus. Turnus Rufus, he burnt a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah was Nisraf. What do we do at the Seder? We mentioned this before, this really Shavuos Torah. The whole Seder focuses on V'igadeta Levincha. The whole Seder is the Chavivos of Torah. Iker Talmud Torah, Kenegad Arba Bon Dibur Torah, Baruch Hamak Baruch Hu Baruch Shenosan Torah La'am Yisrael B'kdushosai. You chayev to stay up the whole night learning. The only time of year the Rambam says you mechuyev to stay up the entire night to learn Torah is Lil Pesach. Okay, so Kenegad Turnus Rupus burning the Sefer Torah, we mechaviv the Torah on the Lil Seder. What was the fifth thing that happened? What was the fifth thing that happened on Shavuos Batamos? Yerushalayim, the Luchos, the Talmid, the Sefer Torah, and what was anyone can remind me? I'm forgetting. Anyone remind me what was the fifth thing that happened on Shavuos Batamos?
Translation.
No, that was a different day. That was Asar. That was Tes Teves. Five things happened on Shavuos V'Tamos. Okay, the Luchos were shattered, walls of Yerushalayim were breached, the carbon Talmud came to an end, the Sefer Torah. How could I forget this? Maybe we'll come back to me in a few moments. All right, we'll come back to it as soon as I remember. Tisha B'Av, where is there Tisha B'Av on the Lil Seder? Well, everyone knows the Beitzah. The egg, why is there an egg?
I think bitlo carbonos.
I said that. Carbon Talmud, the Shavuos Haluchos, the Sefer Torah, Chaimos Yerushalayim. What was the fifth one? I forgot the fifth one. Okay, we'll come back to it. Let's now go to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, what happened on Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, the Chumash HaMikdash. What do we have on the Pesach Seder? An egg, beitzim. Many people have a minute to eat beitzim by the Seder. Why? Because the night of the Seder is the same day of the week of Tisha B'Av. Atbash Aleph Tov, the first night of Pesach is Tov, is Tisha B'Av, the same day of the week when Tisha B'Av will fall out. And it's for that reason, many people eat an egg. It's a time when we reflect. The same time that you reflect on the Geula, on the redemption, we reflect on Tisha B'Av. When we mispal on the Seder that the Geula should come, Chazal tells us that Mashiach will come on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a very basic connection to Tisha B'Av and the Lil Seder. Now let's go to Tzom Gedalia. What is the connection between Tzom Gedalia and the Lil Seder? It's very simple. What happened in Tzom Gedalia? They assassinated one of their own. Okay, Gedalia ben Achikam was a Jew. There was jealousy amongst Klal Yisrael. Yishmoel, what was his name again? There was a person that was jealous of Gedalia.
Ben Netanyahu. Yishmael ben Netanyahu. Ben Netanya.
Ben Netanya? Okay, Yishmo ben Netanya. Netanya, he was assassinated. Why? Jealousy. He wanted to be the governor. He was jealous that the Ruchanets are appointed him as the governor and not him. What is the Seder all about? Babayis Echod Achdos. Achdos. Everyone in the family must come together. One person, according to when we learn the Gemara, one person cannot be Yoyit. You must have a partner to eat a carbon pesach. You cannot eat a carbon pesach alone. You have to be part of the B'nai Chavura. There has to be friendship. There has to be a group of people who eat the carbon pesach together. One person alone cannot eat the carbon pesach. There has to be Achdos, Babayis Echod Yeochel. People must come together to repair the damage of Sinas Chilim and division.
An idol was placed into the
They put an idol in the base culture. Excellent. They put an idol. So where do you have that the idol? Well, you have Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah. I'm saying. I mean, you have we focus on Avodah Zarah. Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah. How you have a saying? But the Achshav. So in the Chanam, you focus on Avodah Zarah. And Shrivas Vatam was an Al was put in the base Kochi HaKadoshim. And what do we do? What do we do at the Pesach Seder? We acknowledge, but we remove it. We remove it. We remove that idol. Mitchila, Oivdi Avodah Zarah, Hoyu Avodah. The Achshav, no more. We got rid of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, so going back to Tzom Gedalia, Achdos. It was only because of Sinas Chinam that Gedalia ben Achikam was assassinated. We come to Asara B'Teves. Now, Asara B'Teves is very complicated. There are two different reasons why you face Asara B'Teves. One is the beginning of the siege. We observe the tightness in Teves on Asara B'Teves. What does it say about the siege? What would the halacha be if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos? What would the halacha be?
You have to fast.
Why? Why do you have to fast?
So it's the beginning of the Peronius.
That's already Jewish. What's the pshat? You're being influenced by me, Emperor.
No, I heard this.
Focusing on Jewish.
I heard not to say anything. I heard it much before from my rabbi.
Okay, but that's the Jewish. What's the pshat? The etzem hayoyim hazeh. Because when Hashem told Yirmiyah about the siege will begin, he used the term Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. This event of the Churban Beis HaMikdash was done with the ultimate precision and planning and Hashkacha Pratis. Asking Auschwitz, where was God? Where was he? He was right here. He was here. The same way you can ask that question about Auschwitz, where was God? He was here. You can ask the same question, and the question is even more intense. Where was Hashem at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash? The tragedy was even greater. And Hashem was, not only was he there, he planned every little detail. Although the Hester Panim was thick, you can slice it with a knife. But Hashem was there, he planned every detail, and that is expressed with the words. Hashem says to Yirmiyah that the siege will begin on this date, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. Being that the Torah, the Navi uses the message to Yirmiyah was Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, when we commemorate this day, it must be Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh on the 10th day, no matter what. If Asara B'Teves would fall on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. It just happens to be that it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. But if it falls out on Friday, we fast on Friday. What else happened Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh? Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Geula. Hashem says to Moshe, Ki Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh Yitzesi Es Tzivois B'nei Yishol Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. Hashem planned the Geula long ago. At the time of the Bris Ben Abisarim, Hashem planned every little detail. There's a planning for Geula and there's a planning for Paranus. direct correlation between Asara B'Teves and Lel Pesach. They both have been planned with meticulous detail. Zel umazeh. But Asar B'Teves is not the only thing that we fast on Torah Teves. Because we discussed at a very great length that there's Machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi Yishmael, I think it's Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva. I think it's Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva. Maybe I'm making a mistake. They disagree. What is the calendar date for the Tzoyim Ho'asiri? We observe Asar B'Teves. But there's another opinion in the Gemara that says that the proper date to fast is the fifth day of Teves. We discussed already a few times in the Shir. What happened on the fifth day of Teves? It was the Yom HaShmua, the day when the report of the Churban Beis HaMikdash reached the ears of the Goyim in Bavel. They found out what happened 2.5 months ago. A few months ago. They found out the report, five and a half months ago, they found out what happened. The report reached the Goyle, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. And there was probably never such a horrific day in the history of Klal Yisrael as far as the loss of hope. They realized there's no Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael never experienced up until this point such a concept that you can survive in Golus. It was unheard of that a nation could survive in exile. There was no longer Yerushalayim, it was Charav, it was destroyed. And the people who were living in Babel are the last survivors. What are the chances that Klal Yisrael could survive? Well, the little Seder is exactly...
They survived 210 years of Avdus in
Mitzrayim. That was before they came into Eretz Yisrael. That was all part of the Geula process. But once they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they lived there for 900 something years, the Bayis Rishon was 410 years, they were there for they were there for approximately 900 years, and this was unheard of. Now that they can survive without a homeland, it wasn't realistic. The despair was beyond words, and yet that was the Yom HaShemua. And yet they survived. That's the story of the Lel Seder. The story of the Lel Seder is Bechol Dor Vodor Oimdim Aleinu L'chaloseinu V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyada. Here we are in Golus. It's the Yom HaShemua. We reflect every year again and again on the Yom HaShemua. And we survive. We're still here. It's an incredible connection between the. If you learn that the fast day of Teves is the Hey Teves, the Yom HaShemua, that's really what the Seder is all about, the celebration of survival in Golus. If you learn that it's about the beginning of the siege, the beginning of the Churban, Aschalta de Paranusa, as Baruch said, that ties in with Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, the meticulous planning. The Geula, likewise, Zeh L'umazeh Bor Elokim, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu had meticulous planning and detail with that went into the Churban. Hashem has in store has meticulous planning and detail that is being laid out for the Geula that will take place very soon, just like the Yetzias Mitzrayim took place Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Okay, so what do we leave out? We mentioned Tisha B'Av, Shavas B'Tamuz, Asara B'Teves, Tzom Gedalia, Tainis Esther. Okay, so where do we have Tainis Esther on a Lil Pesach? Well, we had Purim. We mentioned Purim, right? Purim is the event actually took place. They actually fasted. Okay. What else is there about Tainis Esther? What else is there? So we learned about Tainus Esther. We learned many different ideas about Tainus Esther. One answer about Tainus Esther, we had an idea is that the Tainus, it's an interesting idea, was only instituted as a guarantee that people observe the reading of the Megillah. If we mentioned, this is a very interesting idea. When we learned Tainus Esther, we had this question, why is it called Tainus Esther? It's one question. Number two, why is it observed on the 13th day of Adar? Many of the reasons given for Tainus Esther explain why it's called Esther, but they don't explain why it's observed on day 13 of Adar. And some of the other reasons explain why it's observed on the 13th day of Adar, but they don't explain why it's called Tainus Esther. If you want to say it's a zecher for the Milchama, Yom HaKahal, when they all fought, okay, so you should call it a Tainus of Purim. Why? What does Esther have to do with the war that took place on that day? And if you want to say it's because of estimated a takana that sumu alam yal toichlu yal tishu shleishes yomim, why are we fasting on day 413? We could fast any day of the year to commemorate the fast day, the 3 days of fasting which took place over Pesach. What's the connection of Tainus Esther, this combination of Tainus Esther? Yes. So we had different reasons. One of the answers that I found very interesting was Chazal were concerned in the beginning when they were masaking the Tainus, is that people are not going to take it seriously. People are not going to take Purim seriously. People are just not going to show up for the shul to hear the Megillah. You tell someone it's a work day and you're allowed to do malacha, come tonight at 7 o'clock to hear the Megillah. They're going to say, sorry, PTA. Sorry, I got a wedding tonight. Sorry, you know, I got work. Tax season, I can't come. So Chazal saw that people were not very excited about coming to lay in the Megillah at night. They were excited to lay in the Megillah by day. Okay, we'll take off tomorrow from work, but night? In order to be mechazek, the laning of the Megillah, they decided there should be a tainus the day before. By having a tainus, that people will take seriously. For some reason, you have to understand the psychology of Chazal and how it affects people. That they would take seriously to fast. And once they're already fasting, they're already in a different frame of mind. Oh, okay, so we'll end off the tainus with a bang. We'll clap homon. We'll end off the tainus. So now you understand why it's called Tainus Esther. It's a tainus in order to make sure that you lay Megillas Esther. And that's why it's called Esther. And that's why it's on Yud Gimel, right before. It works for Eretz Yisrael, for Chutzler. It doesn't work for Yerushalayim. Okay, but that's one. If that's true, then it fully fits with Pesach, because Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah. You're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach, so that you should eat the matzah b'tei avon. You're obligated to go to sleep erev Pesach, so you should be wide awake for the Pesach Seder. You have to make all the hachonas erev Pesach, so you should be in the proper frame of mind in halacha. There are many halachas, very similar to how far Chazal went in demanding that you don't eat on Erev Purim in order that you should be in the proper frame of mind to take seriously what's about to happen at night. Okay, so that's a very similar concept that connects Pesach. Now, these ideas, some of them maybe you may not like them, but at least they're a good trigger to discuss some of the issues of Pesach. Each one of these ideas opens up a different concept in drawing out from showing a correlation between the Yom Tov of Pesach and all of the Mo'adei Hashana. So I think now there's only one Mo'ad that we did not do, and that is Shmini Atzeres. V'hoyisa ach sameach. But you should know that's the easiest one of them all. Why is that the easiest one? Because they both share in common the night. L'rabois leil yom Tov Acharon. What does that mean? The whole drosh of Shmini Atzeres is the night Ach is Simchas Torah, right? What is Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara is drosh that the Iker Hadin. There is no Simcha at night. Why is there no Simcha at night on a regular Moed? Let's talk about. Put aside Pesach. Let's talk about Shavuos and Sukkos. It says in the Torah, V'somachta b'chagecha. Is it possible to have Simcha, Me'ikir Hadin, on the first night of Sukkos? Is it possible to have Simcha the first night of Shavuos? It's halachically impossible. Why? Because in order for there to be Simcha, in time of Chazda, the Torah, It's through korbanos, the korbanos of the moed. You bring a special korban in honor of the moed. You can't bring the korban for the moed, for the festival, until the festival begins. So when does the festival begin? At night. But you cannot bring a korban at night. So when will you bring the korban? Tomorrow morning. 9 o'clock in the morning, you'll bring your carbon shlamim, and then you'll bring home meat. You come back to the hotel. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. That's exactly the connection between Pesach and Shmini Atzeres. Let me explain. Let's do the background. On a regular Yom Tov, it is impossible to have Simcha at night. Let's talk about for the moment for Shavuos and Sukkos. But the Torah says, V'somachta b'chagecha. Ein simcha ela besar shlomin. We pass in lahalochta b'zman shebeis hamidah shayekayim. The way you fulfill the mitzvah of simcha is by eating the meat of a korban. Now b'zman hazeh you don't have korbanos, so b'zman hazeh you eat basar, yayin, clothing, other forms of simcha. But let's talk about the ikar hadin. The only way you mekayim the mitzvah of simcha is by eating the meat of a korban. When do you bring a korban? The korban is offered when? By day. You can't bring a carbon at night. And you can't bring a carbon Erev Yom Tov because that's not a carbon of Simcha. That's a carbon, that's stam a carbon. You want to bring a carbon Shlam, very nice. So you'll have the leftover meat at night. But that's not what's called the Samachta Bechagecha. It has to be a carbon that is slaughtered L'shem, the mitzvah of the Yom Tov. So the first time you can bring a carbon to fulfill the Samachta Bechagecha is Sukkis Day. Shavuos day, you'll bring your Shalmei Simcha. But what about Pesach? Pesach is different. Because the Torah tells you, when do you bring the Korban Pesach? Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. So when are you going to eat the meat? At night. Shmini Atzeres. It's a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmoi. And what does the Torah say? V'hoyisa Ach Sameach. And from the word ach, l'rabois, lel yom tov acharon l'simcha. Which means, even though it's a yom tov bifnei atzmai, make sure you slaughter an animal on Hoshana Rabba so that you have basar at night from Hoshana Rabba to eat at night. L'rabois, lel yom tov acharon. There's something very special about the night of Shmini Atzeres. And that's why the Hakafos, we celebrate Torah, Leil Shmini Atzeres. Because Leil Shmini Atzeres, that simcha, B'zman Hazev, celebrating the Hakafos, a very beautiful simcha, is an extension of Ach Sameach, L'rabois, Leil Yom Tov Acharoin. Acharoin Mechlal De'iko Rishoin. Everything is always a team. There's nothing in Yadus that's in a vacuum. If it's Ach, L'rabos Leil Yom Tov Acharoin, what is the Leil Yom Tov Rishoin of all of the Moadim? Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach is where it all starts. The order is Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, the Shalosh Regalim, the last night of the Moadim is Leil Shmini Atzeres, Leil Yom Tov Acharon. What is the Leil Rishon of the Moadim? Leil Pesach. What do they have in common? You're both eating Basar Kodesh at night, unlike all the other beginning days. And they both have massive significance in the night. The night, they both share this unusual principle of making the night come alive in unique ways. So we've taken all of the Mo'ade Hashana. We've gone through everything. Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, Purim, Shavuos. What I leave out? Shmini Atzeres, Sukkos, that's Sukkos, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, and the Dalet, the fast days, Tisha B'Av, Shavuos B'Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, Tzom Gedalia, and even Tainus Esther, even Tainus Esther. All of them appear very prominently at the Lil Seder. The Lil Seder, you're going through the whole year. Everywhere you turn, oh, this is Chanukah, this is Purim, this is Tisha B'Av, this is Asar B'Teves, Shavuos Haluchos, Shavuos B'Tammuz. We're eating all together as a chavura. It's not going to be a gedalia again. We're not going to go have jealousy, sin, we're going to kill someone out there. It's all there. All the elements are there. It's all part of a big team. This is the template. This is the Maisa of a similar bonin. This is the big picture. And from here, it all splinters into separate days. What happens at the Seder is the shlemus of the entire year coming together. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you very much for listening. And thank you for coming. Amir Tashem, we'll continue tomorrow or tonight for those who want to join us. Amir Tashem, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy. Zai Gazet.
Okay, everyone, have a good day.
Have a good day. And cold too.
Yeah.
Have a good day, everyone. It's a nice day. Go out for a good walk.
Yeah, the work continues. Okay.
It's a little chilly outside.
It's not.
Tonight we're on?
Yes, in Yitzhak Hashem. After cleaning the Pesach. It's a good excuse not to clean.
I hold you not allowed to pay real estate taxes because that way your home is not yours. So if it's not yours, you can be mevatel everything.
I just live in Davin with different shops.
Okay, now he usually doesn't have a baby. That's for me. Okay, you should make the turn and go to Eichler. You want to go now?
No. Leah, you're in the car? You're traveling?
Yeah.
You're not in the driver's seat.
I'm a backseat driver.
Someone else is driving you, Mayor.
Yeah. She's an expert driver in what she's doing.
Okay. How's Tamari doing?
Fine. She's all right.
Baruch Hashem.
How are you doing?
Baruch Hashem.
You finished cleaning for Pesach, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm a last-minute type of guy.
You have to check all your clothes because you may have a lot of crumbs in it.
Well,
I'm Mr. How are you?
Yeah, I was feeling good. I broke down for now. I didn't go to school this morning. It's very late.
One second.
All right, Rabbi Fry, see you tonight.